Some people have the minig to make kaparish Erev Yom Kippur with chickens, and there's no reason why you can't make kaparish with chickens, notwithstanding the rights of animals, people. On the other hand, if you do it with chickens, you should do it in a way that doesn't cause the chickens undue tzar. It's not necessary. But killing a chicken for eating and for a mitzvah, for a minig even, is 100% okay. And swinging the chicken around your head, holding it nicely, is not tzar balechayim. Okay, some people have the minig to do it with money, and that's more tzar balechayim for the people than for the money. Okay. There's a mitzvah to eat. That's a mitzvah from the Torah. This is a minig, the kaparis. It's a mitzvah to eat. Erev Yom Kippur, according to many, is a mitzvah from the Torah. What exactly the mitzvah is, there's many different opinions. What the minig is to eat two yontiftika meals on Erev Yom Kippur. One towards the late morning, and one towards what's it called, the evening, Suda Matzekes. And there are many reasons for this. One reason is that you should prepare to fast. You should be able to fast without thinking about your stomach the whole Yom Kippur, but you should be able to accomplish on Yom Kippur what you're supposed to accomplish, and the fast shouldn't be the major focus of what you're thinking about. So you eat Erev Yom Kippur, so you feel not terribly upset on Yom Kippur, so you can concentrate on the positive things of Yom Kippur. That's one idea. Second idea is that really we should eat a festive meal on Yom Kippur to celebrate the fact that we're getting atoned for our sins. But you can't do that because you have to fast. So we eat the festive meal, Erev Yom Kippur, as a sign of what's it called, of celebration of the fact that we are getting our sins atoned. Another reason is that the affliction of the body takes place on Yom Kippur. But by eating, you afflict your soul. So eating Erev Yom Kippur is an affliction of the soul, and fasting on Yom Kippur is an affliction of the body, and therefore both of them are afflicted. Another idea they say is that Yom Kippur is a hint to Olam Haba, where there's no eating and no drinking, and it's just totally people are like malachim and bask in God's presence. That's Olam Haba. But before you get to Olam Haba, you have to prepare in this world. So Erev Yom Kippur is like Olam Hazeh. A right? Person who eats on Erev Yom Kippur is going to be able to enjoy Yom Kippur. And if you don't eat on Erev Yom Kippur, you're not going to be able to. It's just the same thing. If you prepare in this world, you'll be able to enjoy the next world. If you don't prepare in this world, you can't. Okay, those are some of the reasons. There's a question whether women are chayiv in the mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur. The minig is that women are yes chayiv. There's some people who hold that the mitzvah is to eat whatever you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, that's what you have to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Again, the minig is to eat two festive meals. Some people hold the mitzvah to eat the whole day. That's why some people keep sucking candies in their mouth the whole day to fulfill that mitzvah of eating the whole day. Whatever. Again, the minig is to eat two festive meals. You do that, you fulfill this mitzvah. Okay, there's a mitzvah to be tovel Erev Yom Kippur. It should be lechatchila after chatzos, and to say vidui at the time of the tvila. You don't make any bracha on that tvila, and some places women also have the minig, and here the minig is not for women to be tovel. Women are not tovel Erev Yom Kippur. Okay, we will not allow a woman to use the mikveh here on the Erev Yom Kippur during the day. Okay, only for men. Okay. If women want to be machmir and taking a shower and making sure that 9 kabim of water, which is about 24 quarts of water, go over your body, right? It doesn't all have to go over your head. But over your whole body, you have 24 quarts of water, which is not a long time in a shower. You're yotzei this inyan of tevila in that way. It does not help instead of going for the mikveh and other things. But for this, it's minimally effective. Okay. At Mincha on Erev Yom Kippur, we say Vidui at the end of Shemona Esrei. And then after Mincha, we eat the Suda Matzekes. It's a good idea, before you finish the meal, to verbally say that you're not accepting the fast, in case you want to take another drink of water or something else to eat. If you didn't, say specifically that you're not going to accept the fast, but you didn't say specifically they're accepting the fast, but the Eved, you're surely allowed to drink, and you're probably allowed to eat also. Okay. There are other minhagim also, but many people don't have this. Minhag to light candles for an Erev Yom Kippur, just like you light for Shabbos and Yontif, and with a Shechianu. And there's also an inyan to leave a light on in a room where a husband and wife are sleeping. There's also a minhag to give your children a bracha, Erev Yom Kippur, special bracha. What's it called? The nusach is in most of the machzorim. Or you can get it from all these things they send out, Birchas Habonim and Erev Yom Kippur. Okay. What's asur on Yom Kippur is eating and drinking. Somebody is sick, but not deathly ill, then they probably can't eat on Yom Kippur. There are times when you're allowed to eat small amounts in long intervals between the eating. If somebody has something, some reason medically why they feel that they have to eat on Yom Kippur, they should ask a shayla. We're not going to go into every possibility. It's an individual thing. But basically the rule is you can't eat on Yom Kippur unless it's life-threatening. If it's life-threatening, then you have to eat. If it's not life-threatening, under most circumstances you can't eat. However, there are a lot of details, so if you have something that is you think is life-threatening, or is almost life-threatening, ask a shayla and see what the halacha, how the halacha applies to you. Also, you're not allowed to wear leather shoes, and even leather that's for decoration, you shouldn't wear on Yom Kippur. Some people have the minhag not to wear anything that has the regular support of a shoe, even sneakers. The minhag is not like that. The minhag is yes to wear sneakers or artificial shoes, even if they're very comfortable shoes, and that's basically what the halacha is. Again, some people are machmir to wear only shoes that are like slippers or what's it called, opened on the back or whatever. Okay. Also, you can't anoint your body with any kinds of creams, things, besides the fact that it's like Shabbos, you can't put a cream on anyway. It's also because of memareach. But any other kinds, even liquid things that you put on for enjoyment, deodorants and colognes and body oils are all osir. And again, even deodorant, person should be machmer not to put it on. You can put it on before Yom Kippur. The last 24 hours, it'll be fine. But if what's it called, on Yom Kippur itself, you shouldn't put on deodorant, or colognes, or perfumes, or any other kind of body lotions. Things that you need for refuah may be mutter. There's, again, the consideration of the fact that it's like Shabbos, and you can't put things on for health reasons under most circumstances. So they should ask a shayla. If you have to put on some kind of ointment or whatever, not for pleasure, right, then you should ask a shayla. Sometimes it'll be mutter, sometimes not. You can't, wash, even to stick your finger into cold water is asur, right? You can't wash at all on Yom Kippur. You are allowed to wash, not pleasure washing that is necessary either for hygienic reasons. For instance, you come out of the bathroom, you're allowed to wash. If your hands are dirty, right, you get your hands dirty, whatever, you're allowed to wash out off the dirt. You're allowed to wash because after going to the bathroom, you have to wash your hands. Or waking up in the morning, you're allowed to wash, but you only wash in those cases up until your knuckles, where it's halachic washing. Normally, you wash till the wrist. On Yom Kippur, you can only wash till your knuckles. The exception to that is somebody who has to eat bread on Yom Kippur, because otherwise he'll die, right, has to wash for it. So he washes until the wrist. And a kohen who washes before duchening washes till the wrist. All other cases you wash only until your knuckles.
Which knuckles?
Two knuckles. This, the end of your fingers. Which fingers? The ones that are on your hand. Washing and marital relations are asur, and at least at night, a person should conduct himself as if his wife would be a nida. Okay.
The Roman pastor said the whole day.
I said at least at night. In the daytime, there's coolness. In the daytime, physical, contact is osur, but all the harchokas could be in the daytime is not. What else? When you say vidui, you have to be standing up and not leaning on something. And the minig is to hit your heart lightly, as if to say that it's my heart that caused me to do these averas. Children, okay. Again, because it's only people who are in danger of their life that can eat. Pregnant women and nursing women have to fast on Yom Kippur, just like everybody else, unless there's some kind of life-threatening situation. Okay. Children. A child over 9, boy or girl, should be taught to fast, and this is the only fast day this applies to. It doesn't apply to any other fast day. Child is going to be bar mitzvah the day after Yom Kippur. Bar mitzvah the day after Tisha B'Av does not have to fast on Tisha B'Av or any other fast day, even partially. But on Yom Kippur, from 9 up, child's healthy. They should not eat at night and eat breakfast a little bit later than they normally eat. That is 9 and up. From 11 and up, both for girls and boys, I mean a girl a year before bas mitzvah and a boy 2 years before bar mitzvah should be trained to fast the whole day, if they're capable. If they're not, they don't have to be deathly ill to be able to eat. If they don't feel good, they're sick, they can eat since Minat Torah, they're not yet liable to fast. A boy 13 years old and a girl 12 years old has to fast like everybody else and can only eat if it's life-threatening. Okay. What else? And Yom Kippur is basically like Shabbos when it comes to all the other malachos. What you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do on Yom Kippur also, with very few exceptions, and the exceptions are really not relevant. And therefore, you should realize that Yom Kippur is not like Yom Tov, it's like Shabbos. What else? That's pretty much halacha-wise of what the halachas are. Going to some of the hashkafas. Are there any questions on Yom Kippur? They're not personal questions. I have this condition. Can I fast or eat or whatever? Ask me privately that. Yeah?
You mentioned in the past that candles should be lit for every male now.
Oh, yeah. There's also another minig. That you light, first of all, yahrzeit candles for people that you are saying yisker for, and that every male, married male, lights a ner neshama for his neshama. It's only is a minig by men, not by women, and only by married men. So in addition to any other lights that you light like that, and you also should have a separate light burning that you can light your Havdalah candle from Motzei Yom Kippur. A light that rested the whole Yom Kippur, meaning that was not lit on Yom Kippur, wasn't lit after Yom Kippur, it was burning the whole Yom Kippur. That also, the meaning is to light the Havdalah candle from that. If you don't have a light like that, we'll discuss Motzei Yom Kippur, what you do.
That could be the other candle?
No, that should be a separate candle. Yeah.
Okay, first, Sifa, a unscented antiperspirant.
Yeah, as I said, the scent is not the major thing. There's some people who hold that if the whole purpose of the deodorant is just to take away a bad odor, that'll be mutter. But lamaisa deodorants are made to be refreshing or whatever, and therefore one day without deodorant, right? Some people do it for their whole life. So one day without the odor is not going to kill you or anybody else.
That's why I worded it that way.
What?
That's why I worded stuffing antiperspirant, not deodorant.
Even antiperspirants are also deodorants. And,
right now it's
cold. If a person has a big problem that they sweat profusely and they have a terrible smell that nobody wants to be near them, right? Something unusual. There are people like that, right? Then I would think differently. But a normal case, even that, you shouldn't use on it. Want to put it on before Yom Kippur, you put it on before Yom Kippur. Most of these things last 24 hours. If they don't, they're not worth what you pay for.
So then cologne, when person has a problem, when cologne
is there? Why can't you use cologne?
But it's just kind of covered the smell. It's not for, what? It's not for reflection, it's just to cover the smell.
Still you can. Okay.
Can I ask a question about the Nir-Nishama?
What?
Me
talking about the yahrzeit
candle.
Yeah. Yisker. If you should light, what the minig is to light for parents, basically, or one of the seven relatives that you would mourn for, those are usually who we light the yahrzeit candle. If you're lighting for extra people, you can light one for a few people, for grandparents or whatever. But the minig is to light for each separate person, a separate thing. What else? Okay. Any other questions? Okay.
Children who eat bread, do they have to wash their hands till the end?
Yes.
Mom's to the end of the wrist.
Right. Like everybody else. Like anybody else who would eat bread. But I don't know if there's a reason why children dafki if they have to eat bread. Right? People can subsist for a day without bread. If there's no inyan. If they have to eat bread, they have to eat bread. And then they have to wash. But if they can avoid eating bread so they don't have to wash, it's even better.
Even though it's yontif for them?
Even though it's yontif. There's no mitzvah kiddush, there's no mitzvah sudas, that for sure doesn't exist. They're only eating it because they need to eat it. You don't make kiddush on Yom Kippur, even if it falls on Shabbos. There's no kiddush misukin for Yom Kippur. But they do say yalav yavo in benching. They have to bench. But again, I think it's very rare that you have to give your kids bread to eat or sandwiches or whatever. It's not like Tisha B'Av that you can't give them sweets or whatever. That if they need and they want to eat and it encourages them to eat, you can give them delicious food too. It's not a day of mourning, right? They can't enjoy. It's just a day not allowed to eat. So if you can eat, you can eat whatever you want to eat.
And even if it's on Shabbos, there's no
kiddush. No kiddush.
And if a person usually washes their hands four times for nagel vaser, do they do that on Yom Kippur too?
Person usually washes four times for Negelwasser. Do they do that on Yom Kippur? It's an interesting question. I'm not sure. I think yes. Why do people wash four times? Because the fourth time is to wash off the water from the third time that rains on the hand, that's tummy. It's a good idea to wash four times. Not sure. Let me see how fast if he says. 99% sure, yes. But Neir Bavoker Notel Yodov Gimel Pamim Karogil A Kishri Etzbosov A Noe Tomid Little Dalit Pamim Notel Gamayom Dalit Pamim. Good guess. It made sense that should be Dalit. Okay.
Rav, just repeat what you said about children 11 up that have to fast, they should fast the whole day.
Right.
And that's what?
That is Midrabanan Alschinuch. Since it's only Midrabanan Alschinuch, if they really don't feel well, they can eat. If they're not healthy children, they don't have to fast the whole day. The weaker children or whatever. The Mishavura says that Bisman Azeh, in his time, most children were not healthy, and therefore the minig was not to fast at all until Bar Bas Mitzvah. That doesn't apply today. Most children today could use a good fast every few weeks. so they don't look like they're going to explode. They're very healthy. So if the child is yotzei min haklal, then ask a shayla. But if the child really doesn't feel good, then they can eat, even if it's not life-threatening, and they don't have to eat with shiurim, just eat normal. Okay.